walking on the road of success every day. Stevenson was born of inferior origin. Leaving in a basement of a remote county in Scotland with his family, as a little boy, his greatest wish was an ice cream in summer or a pair of gloves in winter. Later, his father became disabled on the limb in an accident. After the unemployment layoff of his father, the family was on the border of famine. A loaf of bread could be the supper of the whole family. His twin sister died early for the deficiency of protein. He also fully tasted the plague of life. His parents borrowed tuition to send Stevenson to school when he was 10 years old. Although he only studied in school for a semester, he mastered good spelling. For the sake of living, he worked as a porter, an operator, a receptionist, a salesman, and a postman. He baked bricks, sold steaks in a bakery, and learnt from barbers and carpenters. Once, for a 2-shilling fee, he acted as a clown, in costumes in a comedy. Every night, when he lodged in the small cell, thinking of the deception and insults that he suffered, he swore he would employ every means to make money in spite of the difficulties. At that time, making money was his only motive, and he dreamed of having a deposit in the bank. When he was 28 years old, he turned to be a typist and shorthand writer in a broadcasting bureau. He worked hard, eating crusts, biscuits, and napping on the couch beside the typewriter usually. He also made efforts to practice his handwriting, writing advertisements and headlines of news. However, in comparison with other staff, he was still so humble. He spoke in dialect and had no diploma. Everybody laughed at him, scorned his bluntness, and conversely he shrugged, spurring himself to work even harder. When he was 41, a journal paid for good essays. The bonus of the first prize was £3,000. He tried, and his first work, entitled Heroic Surrender, won the third prize, earning him £1,000. From then on, good luck seemingly embraced him. He published more than 20 fictions and dramas, subsequently in the following decades. His satire works won him the reputation overseas for the subtle feelings and insightful philosophy. Some of his works, particularly Indispensable Saw, The Era of Bet, and Extraordinary Booklet, were translated into several versions in different languages. Once a journalist asked him, as a productive author, "Mr. Stevenson, it is said that your striking success is owing to the heroic surrender. Assuming there was no such a try, would you still live on slim wages?" Then Stevenson smiled. "Regarding success," he said, "life is always a process of voyage. Someone paces quickly, while others slowly. But stretches of episodes in life constitute our success. We are walking on the road of success every day."